We are at the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, today's daf. Tanya says in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Barisha Mahayo Omer. What did they say on the first day of the week when they would bring karbanos? I feel like we've talked about this before. But they would say, as we know, Lashem Haratu Mulla, Al Shem She Kana Vihikna Vishalit Ba'olamo. Right? On the Sunday, we talk, the Levim sing about how Hashem is the true owner of the world, La Hashem. It's to Hashem, the Aretz U'Mlo'ah. In order to sort of give over the message that this is the day that Hashem was really Kone, because he created the land and the heavens. Shalit is an interesting word. It means that he controls it. He's also involved in it. Okay, b'sheni ma hayo omrim, gadol Hashem u'muham lahod al shem shechilek ma'asav u'malach alehem. Right, that the day, the second day, where Hashem separated the waters, right, the firmament and the lower waters, whatever that means, literally. So that means that he split them chilek ma'asav u'malach alehem. And then he had kingship over them. That's an interesting phrase. U'malach aleihem, you only had kingship over things when they were separated. V'nisal v'yashiv amarom. And then Hashem sort of disengaged from being in the world, whatever that means, or at least he went upwards and resided above. Okay. I don't know how you see that from Gadol Hashem u'molah ma'od. I guess he's exalted because he's not within the parts of the world. I don't know. Which is a reference to sort of Hashem, you know, judging the people. Hashem shagila haaretz v'chachmaso, that Hashem revealed the land in its wisdom.
With his wisdom.
This is not
what
we recite.
No, this one, I don't think. Different forms somewhere else, because this is not what we recite on Shabbos morning.
No, this is talking about different days of the week.
I understand, but we recite.
We go on Shabbos morning.
After Inkilohino and Shabbos morning.
Oh, we have the very quick references, but we don't have the whole thing.
Correct. Where's that from? That must be from some other.
I don't know where that one's from. Elokim Yitzah Badaskel, Gila Eretz B'chachmaso, U'vehechin Tevel La'adasel. Tevel here, interestingly, apparently refers to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure what the word Tevel is, how you translate it here in this passage.
Normally it means the world.
So here it's referring specifically to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, not really sure. Okay. Berviu ha'omrim kalna kamos Hashem al-shem shebara chama ulevana v'azli parmi hovdehen. Right. Kalna kamos meaning Hashem is a god of I don't know, vengeance. Because he, as the day where he created the sun and the moon, right, in parallel to the first day where he creates whatever. So then, that is a reference when we say that Hashem is vengeful. It's referring to the fact that people worship the sun and the moon, and therefore he has to get vengeance from them that are worshiping other gods. Okay. B'chamisha hayu omrim harnina lelokim uzeinu al shem shebara ofos v'dagim l'shabeach l'shmo. People that praise his strength, because those are the days that Hashem, that's the day that Hashem created the bird, the flying things of the world, and they bring praise to Hashem. Unclear exactly what that means, but I guess people like birds, or the birds chirp, I don't know which one. Here I'm having here that people like watching birds, and it brings them satisfaction, and that's why they praise Hashem. Okay. B'shishu hayomrim Hashem alak eus levesh, that Hashem is prideful, or wearing pride. Hashem shigamar malachto malach aleihem, because he finished his creation and it was a king over them. Interesting, the same phrase as Monday, but the Monday thing we just said. But either way, Hashem has pride over what he did. It's for Shabbos, Yom Shekula Shabbos, for the day that's entirely Shabbos, meaning for the for the future Shabbos, is that what we're talking about?
This is the idea.
Yom Shekula Shabbos, for the day of the entire
Monday night.
Yeah.
Today, this was exactly what it's basically describing. How does the subject matter relate? How does this parent relate to Shabbos?
Right.
Basically, if you look through it, this is describing the Yom Shekula Shabbat.
In the future. Right, meaning it's like the Olam Haba or times of Mashiach.
Yeah, something like
whichever one it is, yeah. Okay, very good. I'm Rabbi Nechemya, Ma'ar HaChacham HaChalak Ben HaMeparchim HaLalu. Why did they separate between these different chapters? As opposed to Shabbos, which was for the future, the other ones were for the past. First 6 days were about the first days of creation, and this one, Shabbos, is for the rest, is for the future Shabbos. It had to go through every one of them again. But yeah, the seventh day says the Chachamim, back to Rabbi Akiva, I guess, that, I don't know why it calls Rabbi Akiva Chachamim, I don't know. They say rather that the seventh is also a reference to the fact that Hashem rested on the seventh day back to creation. The Gemara says, "Kamifugi vidurav katina." The Amrav Katina shita alfei shanei havei alma v'chad charef. There are 6,000 years of the world. We're getting close. And the 1,000th is all about destruction. Or it's going to be, has been destroyed. Anyone know where that pasuk is also connected to? That pasuk is, I believe, connected to this next week's parsha. Next week in Vayishlach, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Right, that's why the song says both the phrases together. Wait a second, those aren't the same pasuk. The Medrash connects the two to talk about how Yaakov's aloneness was similar to Hashem's aloneness. He could stand there alone, okay, and be his own power. So here also it says Hashem's going to be there alone, meaning the world's going to have been destroyed. Amar Abaye Amar, Trei Charev Shinamar Yechayenu Miyomayim. There are 2,000 years of destruction. Okay, good to know. Hopefully I won't be there to see, but that's what they say. The Musfei Deshavza, Mahu Omer, this is where it comes from, the world is 6,000 years, by the way, right? You get that part. Although there are other Gemaras that say that it's a little differently, but fine. The Musfei Deshavza, after Shabbos, Mahayu Omer, what would they say after Shabbos? Amar Avanan Bar Rava Amarav. What would they do after Shabbos that they would have to say? Shabbos afternoon? Well, I see what it's saying, but I don't know why they have to bring another. They don't think. I don't know. Either way, they would read from Ha'azinu Haziv Lach. It's called that. It's like an acronym of different psukim that you read.
There's all kinds of opinions just exactly.
Yeah.
What these
letters represent, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, just like they're split up for the song on Shabbos afternoon, so too they're split up when we read Ha'azinu. This is very interesting. There's a big discussion halachically. How do you split up the aliyahs of Ha'azinu? It's so short and it's so poetic and sort of somewhat cryptic. It's hard to know when the themes stop and when they don't. So they say that they stop in the same way. that they stop them in the song. V'minchas d'shavsa mahayu armin. I don't understand. We just said v'musve d'shavsa. So I guess they're singing at the musaf karban, something different than the same as the shavas karban, and then they're singing again at the mincha karban. I thought that... Okay, yeah, that's what it's saying. I don't know. I thought the other days we sang the same thing. Or they didn't sing at all. The mechasa de shabbos ba mahayu omrim amar Rabbi Yochanan az yashir and micham umichamocha and then what az yashir amar Rabbi Yochanan az yashir umichamocha ve az yashir again. Oh no, that's a different az yashir. That's by Moshe Rabbeinu singing. Okay. Different az yashir. Okay, fine. So three different songs there. Ibai lehu, hanikul b'chad shabbos amr lehu. All of these. They would sing all of these songs at the same Shabbos. So, oh, demo kal shabbos or shabbos amr chad. Or is it that every Shabbos they would sing one, which is like, yeah, it's like the other days of the week that you all sing one. Tashema d'tanya. Amr v'yosi asher yishona omeres achash nechazer shtayim. By the time the first one was singing, the Musaf Karbanos, Chozer Shtayim, Ad She Harishona, Omeres Achas, Shnia, Chozeres Shtayim. By the time they were singing the Musaf Karban, apparently Rishon here is referring to the Musaf, they were already repeating the Mincha Karban. Because Hazinu is longer, and therefore the Mincha one was Mincha was shorter. And I guess they did them close to each other for some reason. Either way, they overlapped and you understood that they did each one every single Shabbos. Shema Mina, okay, fine. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Abar Ibar Idi, Abar Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Asher Matos Nasa Shechina. There are 10 times that the Shechina left or traveled away from the Jewish people. Mikrai Uchenegdan Galsa Sanhedrin Migmara. We learn that from the Psukim. In paralleling that, we have the time when the Sanhedrin also left. And we know that not from Sukkim, obviously, because Sanhedrin wasn't around yet, but from just general tradition. Aser masal masal shchina mikra mikaporis lechruv mikruv lechruv mikruv lemistan umimistan lechaser mechaser lemizbeach umizbeach legag megag lechoma umichoma leir umeir lahar mehar lemidbar. All these different phrases, or all these different stopping points in the Mikdash itself, that Hashem went to different places in the Mikdash, as if to show that He's moving again. So now let's go through it. It says He was from on top of the Kaporos, on top of the Aron. And it also says that He was on the Kruv. One of the cherubs, the Uksiv, Uchor, Elokei Yisrael, Na'alam Yal, Kruv, Asher, Hayal, Alav, El Mistan Habayis. What's the Mistan? Literally? The Mistan is sort of the opening, sort of the doorway, one of the doorways, I don't know which one. But either way, maybe it's the door of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, I don't know. I forgot. Mistan, L'chatzer. And from the miftan, from that doorway, it goes into the courtyard. Then it went to the roof. Then he went to the outside of the wall of the Azara. Which is the name of a sefer, but pasuk in Amos. From the wall to the general city, Jasir Kol Hashem Leir Yikra, Pasuk in Michal Meir, Lahar dechsiv v'yakvar Hashem yatoch ha'ir v'yamor al-har asher mikadim la'ir. And then he went to the eastern part of the city, or the east of the city, from Yechezkel, u'mehar, u'midbar, and into the desert, dechsiv tov v'shem esveretz midbar al-sal v'yashem mikomba, dechsiv elech hashuv el-mikomi. And he went to his place, whatever that means, presumably in the heavens. Okay, interesting. Took him. Amr b'yochan shisha chadashim yis'ach v'shchina li'yisrael v'midbar. There are 6 months that Hashem stayed in the midbar before going up to the heavens. Hashem yachdu v'tshuva. And lest they do tshuva and he could go back. Kevin shel chazru amar tipach atzman. Tipach atzman. Your bones should leave you. Or your essence should leave you. Okay, that Hashem waits for them, and then ultimately they lose their souls. Okay. Right. Right. The Sanhedrin would go from the Beis Hamikdash to that marketplace, from the marketplace to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Yavne, mi Yavne leUsha, we'll go to Usha, meUsha to Yavne, and back to Yavne, mi Yavne leUsha, and then back to Usha, meUsha Shifar'am, spire. Okay, that's what it is. Me Shifar'am leBeis Shearim. To the house of the gate.
That's
another place. And the Beis Shearim Tzipori. We know that one. Mitzvah Tveria. We know that one. Tveria Amukim Mikulan. And Tveria was the deepest.
There's a map here.
Of all of them. Deepest meaning the southernmost?
Other than they're all up in the Galilee.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Shema Veshafat Veshafat Mir Tzidabre. Tzidaberi.
Altitude.
That's what I would assume also, yeah.
It's in the Jordan,
okay, Rabbi Elazar Omer.
It says here also that the stature of the Sanhedrin.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right, we have that sometimes. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shesh Galuyos Shinamar Ki. The Sanhedrin went 6 times. Ki Heishach Yoshimimarim Kiryan Niskava Yashpilana. Yashpila ad eret yagiena ad afar. Another pasuk from Yeshayahu, where he darshins 6 different ways of going down. I don't know. Amrei b'yochum umisham asidim ligael. And from Tveria, we're ultimately going to be redeemed. Amar hisnari me'afar kumi shvi. What is shvi there? I know, what does that have to do with Tveria? Okay, I don't know. Interesting drushes.
That's a thing. It says here in Jerusalem, shake yourself from the dust, get up, and sit. I mean,
okay, Jerusalem. Not sure what that has to do with Tveria.
Well, I guess from Tveria. Tveria is the last place. That's from Tveria, from that lowest place.
Me'afar, I guess Me'afar is the sort of the dirt, the lowness of it.
Maybe
I guess.
Tveria is Afar.
Right.
Kumi is get up, and Shvi is...
Okay, you're getting up and you're walking to Yerushalayim. We're going to Yerushalayim. Okay. Right, a lot of interesting drushes. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachav. Od zos hisin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shafili rosh beistin b'chol makom. Shalo yu eid ha'edem holchin el makom havad. And furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan was established that even if there's a Rosh Beis Din in every place, the witnesses would only go to the place where they were sitting. Even if the Rosh Beis Din was somewhere else, I guess, okay? That's what the Hafman is. Okay, story time. Hayitasa. There was once a woman that lent money, or she borrowed money, to Azmenuha Ladina Kamed Amembr Vinaradai. She came in front of Amembr and Arada to, you know, adjudicate the case. Azal Amembr Mechuzah, he left, went to Mechuzah. Velo Azla Basrei. She didn't want to go follow him to Mechuza. They wrote a document called Ilava, which is apparently an excommunication document. Not familiar with the term. As if to say, like, she's not, she's being held in contempt of court, basically. Like, you're not going to the judge, even though the judge wasn't in town. So, Amar Leir, Ashila, Memar, Bahanana, Tanar, we learned in the Mishnah, Afili Rosh Beis, Mechol Makom, Shulyu, Yehidim, Hochel, Ela Makom, Vat. When it comes to the testimony for the new moon, we say that the Eidim go straight to the basin. They don't have to follow the Rosh basin. So, Amar Leir, Hani Mili, Inin, Eid, Tachodesh. That's only for the moon. Ve'im Kain, Nimseis, Machshil, and Asudava. That ultimately they're going to not do it later on when if they come to the basement and say, oh, sorry, this so-and-so, he's over there in a different place. So then they're going to be, oh, I don't want to go over there. I'm not going to come next time. About Hachav, but here, the woman has to go. Eved lo eved lish malveh. Because the pasuk in Mishlei, it says you have to go find the person. You're enslaved. Tana Rabbanan, in Kohanim Hashem, Lalos V'Sandra Lehen. Kohanim weren't allowed to go with their sandals. Laduchan, to the elevated platform where they would do Birkas Kohanim. That's why we call it Duchaning, right? Ironic that we call it Duchaning, which is just referring to the platform, but okay, the Kohanim go up on the Duchan.
It shows how badly Hebrew was corrupted in the Yiddish language.
Yeah, it could be a Yiddish thing. This is one of the nine things that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai established. What was the reason for this? Kvod HaTzibur. Because people would see their dirty shoes.
Says here, Gemara and Sota explains this was instituted because of the concern a Kohen might sit down during the priestly blessing to tie a loose strap. People would perhaps suspect that he refrained from reciting the blessing because of a defect.
No, oh, maybe he, right. Maybe he wasn't really a Kohen. Okay. Oh, interesting. No, that you can only think that in like America where we only dosen on Yom Kippur. Like in Israel, it doesn't make any sense. That wouldn't suffice. But yeah, interesting. And we maintain that dynamic today, so we can see what stocks this quantum are wearing. But yeah, unclear why we still do it.
Let's figure that was the day they made sure to wear socks, like without holes.
Yes,
and,
I sure hope so. Yeah.
In Israel, where people aren't very particularly to wear socks, yeah. If you wouldn't go up with barefoot,
That's interesting. That comes into the whole discussion about Mezah Malkom.
But that's respectful.
Yeah. Israel and America might be different about that.
But I saw they were careful, too, because in part of the time we were davening outside the shul, and they put carpets
down
so that they were...
Yeah, a lot of places at the Kotel, they have these mats, and they put them down before they walk on.
So that's your Duhan.
Right. It's a little elevated. Not by much, but it's a little elevated.
But anyway, I saw Duhan and go up with bare feet.
We renovated, in Kansas City, we renovated the shul. And I remember the Rav actually asked the Shaila, how tall does the Duhan have to be? It's like a measurement, he thought. It was actually Rabbi Reese who was coming to Shabbos, so if you want to know, you can ask.
Was there an answer?
Yeah, it was like 9 inches or something.
Okay, but...
Like a specific, I don't know why, I know the reason for it.
Quarter of an inch seems to work,
too. Yeah, right, exactly. she's the high pirka. Six of the ones that we mentioned. The duchen thing, the time of Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Din, the lulav and the time outside of Yerushalayim. The 16th of Nisan for the Chodesh, right, for Chodesh, for new produce. Right, only after the Omer would have been brought, that the Beis Din would be the Kabel for Kiddush HaChodesh all day. And then they would only the witnesses would only go to the Beit Havad, not to follow the Rosh Beis Din. V'chazi Pirkei Kama. And one that we're going to say that we already said in Chaf Aleph on the Beis, which was that the Eid HaChodesh wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, that they could be Mechal Shabbos, but only for Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, the Idach, and another one, the Tanya. We had said 9, so that we've already talked about 7. And the other ones. Gershon Yitzkara Bizman Azetar Shiafish Rova. A convert who converts today has to separate a specific type of coin with kino for his karbanos that he brings as a convert. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kvar Nimna Aleha Rabbi Yochanan Ubitzla Minei Takala. He already established that and then he nullified it because of the convert mistakenly using
the money
because if it was designated for a carbon and then used it for something else, that's me'ilah. So idach, another one, plus the Rav Papa of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Papa Amar Karim Evayit, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zahar. So even the 9th one is machlokes, which one? Rav Papa Amar Karim Evayit, the Tanya, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Karim Evayit, hayo olu yishtayim mehalach yom chosad. The halach of Karim Evayit of bringing your fruit from the first 3 years, so you bring it for the 4th year, you bring it from outside Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, a day's walk away. Vizuhi tchuma, this is the boundaries. Elas min adaram, v'akravas min hatafam, lod min amara, v'yardim min amizrach, v'amar ula, v'yitim rabba bar ula, amar v'yochanan matam, kadeho atas shvaki Yerushalayim, v'peros. We actually talked about this in Beit a little bit, that they wanted to adorn the streets of Jerusalem with all of the fruit. Tehanya, Karmavai Hayulo the Rabbi Yosef Mizrach Lod, he was in Lod, the boundaries, beside Kfar Tavi. Ubikish Rabbi Yosef Hafir Lanyim, he wanted to make them hefker for the poor people. Amr Lod Hamid Rabbi, Kfar Nimdu Chaverecha, Alav, Vihitiru, they already said this, no, it's not applicable anymore. Zaman Chaverecha, Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. Rabbi Yochum and Zakai already, got rid of it. You don't have to make them hefker, because we no longer have to adorn the streets of Yerushalayim when we don't have the base of Rav Nachmar is like Amar Lashon Zel Zel Tanya. Rishon Yekoshim Lashon Zel Zahoris Al Pesach Ha'ula Mivachot. They used to, you remember this from Yoma, they used to tie the red string at the Ulam. Hilbin Hayus Mechem, when it turned white, they would be happy. Lil Hilbin Hayus Asevin. And when it wasn't turned white, they would be sad. His King Shukoshim Zel Pesach Ula Mivachot. Then they put it on the inside. People would still look inside of the inside of the ulam and try to see if it turned white. Then they established that it would be only visible to anyone who went out and looked at the actual seir, at the goat or the stone where they stopped. Okay. And this is in order for the people not to get so distraught. If not, for Yitzchak, my time, Allah Amar Krev Papa. Amalach Yitzchak, that's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Chavei Rav, the Rabbi Eliezer, Mihava, Rabbo Hava. It said that Rabbi Eliezer didn't have to be mafker his peros because his friend already nullified. It wasn't mean his friend. He wasn't his friend. He was his Rebbe. Therefore, if not, this can't be a reference. That 9th one can't be about Karim Evayi. It's about the fruits in Yerushalayim, the Ida. And what about Rav Papa? Why did Rav Papa say that it was about the Karim Revai, but not about the Lashon of the Horus, the red string? So he says, Kevin de Tamidim Hayu Havu, Lav Orach Ar Lamer Malay Lerabe, Ravcha. Huh? It's not nice to call him your Rebbe? Why not? I don't exactly know what the problem is. But to say to somebody, your Rebbe said, is a problem, apparently.
I think the differentiation they're talking about here is the difference between a colleague and a teacher.
Right. It's not nice. Lav orach ar lemer malei l'rabbe, rabcha. It's not nice to say to somebody about their Rebbe, your Rebbe. Why not? What's the problem with that? I'm lost. Either way, he said that's the reason, whatever that reason is. I don't know what exactly the concept is behind it. Rav Papa, my Tamil Amar Rabbi Nachman Amar Yitzchak Amar Lach Yitzchak is after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You may Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mi have a lashon of the horus. But Tana Kol Shana Sosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai may have asked from Shana Arba'im Shana Asak Barak Matia Arba'im Shana Lamad Arba'im Shana Limate the Tana Arba'im Shana Kol Shana Nefer Beis like Lahi lashon of the horus Ma'al Bin Elamadim Utsnam Mishchar Beis Mishchar Habayis Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The last number of years in the Beis Hamikdash they didn't have the lashon shel zahoris ever turned white. It just never happened, and therefore they never did it, and there was never a concern or never a thing to worry about. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was already was not old enough to have been dealing with the lashon shel zahoris from beforehand. So therefore, the timing doesn't work out. The idach also marvaim shanes alam tamid yoshev l'snei rabba hava v'amr milsev yistav v'tamei the kavei rabbi shmei. It's true, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wasn't in power yet, but he had an opinion, and through his Rebbe, he was actually making decisions about that, and therefore that could have been what he thought, what the ninth one was about that string. Even though he wasn't in power yet, it was still his opinion to move it out to the Sfira Mishaleach and not to have it by the Ulam anymore. Okay, Shkayach, unclear what that Rebbe line meant, but we got to the Daf. Shkayach.